Seven signs you are ready for a destiny shift.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Sink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction Personal Empowerment podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Sink. And today, we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. And today, we are talking about shifting your destiny. A destiny shift is about a shift in not only personal destiny, but perhaps global shifting as well. But, you know, all shifting takes place on a personal level. So that's the level that I'm going to speak to today. If you are truly a manifester, if you are truly someone who wants to get off the ground and soar above the mountains and above the clouds like a big, beautiful eagle, then this podcast is for you, because we're going to go through seven signs that you are moving in that direction, that everything is beginning to flow. Just be patient. Come on, be patient. You can do this. It's going to happen. It is happening. That's what's so important. You know, the first sign is perhaps the most important. And I'm going to share the first sign with you right now. I want you to listen to it very closely. The first sign is that you realize, you accept, and you embrace that you are original and that you don't fit into any puzzle piece. You're not going to fit in with the crowd. You see, the crowd's all walking on the ground at the base of the mountain. They're all scurrying for grubs and things like that. But you are soaring high like a beautiful eagle. You take a different path. You're original. And unlike most people who are afraid of their originality, who are afraid of their uniqueness, you've learned to embrace it. I know it took me a long time in my own personal journey to embrace my uniqueness. There were just certain things going on in my life that I didn't fit in with. But now that I have embraced my uniqueness, I can go back to those institutions and those ideas, and I can appreciate them for what they are. But I'm not feeling forced to fit in. And that's the secret to any kind of success in life, is choosing to go your own path, choosing to be original, choosing to find what works for you. Different things work for different people. We are not all the same. We have different backgrounds. We've been taught differently. We have different body types, different ways of thinking. And so we need to embrace what is unique about us. And that means that some people are not going to like it. You might run into people that you were close to for 20 years, and all of a sudden, you've taken a different path. You've decided to spread your wings and fly high. And they don't like it. They don't like it at all. Maybe you have family members who don't like it. But before, you would defend yourself. Now you just smile. You take a deep breath. And you say, it's okay. It's okay if they want to worry about me. It's okay if they're concerned about me. It's okay if they choose not to have anything to do with me because I've chosen a different direction. If that's the superficiality of their relationship with me, then I'm best off not having a relationship with them right now. You don't fit in. You are working at a higher frequency. You're working at the frequency of prosperity, the frequency of abundance, the frequency of love. And you don't judge other people either, because you realize that we are all really one. The Shema from the Old Testament says, "Hear, O hero Israel, the Lord thy God, the Lord is one." It's not we're down here and one God up there. It's one God, period. And we're part of that. We share in that Godhood. We share in that unique, eternal light. And you understand that now. And you understand that your life has a mission. It has a purpose. You have a reason for being here. And that means walking your own path, using your own imagination, and carving out your own future. It's absolutely wonderful. Once you get in this comfortable mindset with who you are and what you are about, it's absolutely incredible. I mean, your life just changes. You begin to destiny shift. And if you've gone through this or are going through this, you are destiny shifting right now. Absolutely incredible. Hey, I want to remind you before we continue on to be sure and subscribe to us on YouTube, Blog Talk Radio, Instagram, all over the place. But if you subscribe to us on Instagram and on YouTube, you're automatically included every month in our drawing where we give away 3 Manifesting Accelerator programs to 3 different winners. So subscribe, do it now. And we're also on Snapchat, Miracle Mentor on Snapchat. So come join us on Snapchat. We're going to throw out some crazy stuff a couple times a day on Snapchat. We want to snap with you. We want to Snapchat with you. Okay, snapping and chatting. Here we go. Number 2, you're already shifting. You're already thinking differently. You started thinking differently, but you realize that you've already gone through a lot of the shift, the personal shift. You're now living differently. Maybe you're using natural fibers instead of synthetics as much as possible. Maybe you're drinking out of glass instead of plastic. Maybe you are using crystals in your water to give it kind of a higher vibration of energy. Perhaps you have more plants and crystals in your home. Maybe you're using natural aromatherapy. Perhaps you're eating more greens and vegetables and fresh fish caught in Alaska or cold water where the fish simply just doesn't have much mercury. Maybe you're taking better care of your body. You're eating differently. You're living differently. You're thinking differently. You're exercising differently. You're breathing differently. You're meditating differently. You're listening to different music. I know that something in our own personal journey between Rachel and I and Julian is we've up a thing called the Apple Pod, the Home Pod, and you can talk to it. And, I guess we all need someone that's inanimate to talk to. And you can talk to this Home Pod and tell it to put on different kinds of music. So we like to play a lot of classical music because of all the research we've read that it exercises Julian's brain. We didn't realize that listening to all this beautiful classical music would begin to exercise our brains. But more importantly, it's kind of shifted us a little bit. It's not as erratic. It doesn't mean that we don't listen to, rock or country music or blues or something else from time to time. But a lot of the time now in the daytime, we have classical music in the background. And it's just put a new vibration in the home, much like having a crystal or plants. Okay? So you're already shifting. You're raising your frequency. You are beginning to operate not at the frequency of fear and doubt and anger. You're beginning to operate at the frequency of love. And that's such a powerful frequency because you're not making decisions based on your fear. You're making decisions based on love, based on desire, based on passion, based on your mission and purpose on this earth.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Now you can receive the spiritual guidance you need with Angels in Your Dreams, this exciting new program created by Kabbalist and magical practitioner Robert Zink will help you receive angelic guidance on love, healing, spirituality, prosperity, relationships, increased finances, family, protection, and more. Whether you believe in the presence and power of angels or not, you will be pleasantly surprised at the level of inner guidance you receive from this program. Stop depending on others to awaken to higher vibrations and allow angels in your dreams to help you. Expect to receive the help and guidance you need with Angels in Your Dreams by Robert Zink. Download your copy now. Visit the store at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. Don't put this off. Get your copy of Angels in Your Dreams at lawofattractionsolutions.com.
Number 3 of the 7 signs that you are ready for a destiny shift. You're just not able to live a superficial life anymore. It doesn't mean that you can't be friendly and engage in a little bit of small talk, but you're not into going to the bars and just hanging out with people that just want to talk about what kind of makeup they're using or what kind of hairspray they're using. You don't want to talk with people that want to put down other groups of people because you don't want to be superficial anymore. You want to fly high like a big, beautiful eagle. And eagles are not into superficiality. They're into the real deal. And you are into the real deal. You understand that your life has a mission and a purpose. And so you're focusing on people that live by inspired action. Actions that were inspired. You want to be in a soul tribe, if you will, of people that want to make a difference in their life, in the lives of others, in our world, that want to leave a legacy. As Stephen Covey used to say, to live, to love, to learn, and to leave a legacy. You're here to leave a legacy. You're here to do something important with your life, whether it's through your acting, or through your relationship, or through your business, or through your career, or your writing, or your art. Whatever it is. Number 4, you choose personal freedom and personal responsibility. You know, this is a tough one, folks. Think about it. Personal freedom always requires personal responsibility. If you don't have personal freedom, if you have, for example, say everybody in the town or everybody in the country gets a guaranteed salary, well, there's no personal responsibility in that. And there's no personal freedom either. You're about personal freedom. You're about allowing people to do their thing as long as it doesn't hurt or interfere with others. As long as it doesn't hurt individuals or as long as it doesn't permeate into our social network negative vibrations, negative energy, negative beliefs. And that's tough because that means that you can't define yourself as conservative or liberal, as good or bad, as right or wrong. It simply means that you choose to be undefinable and to live a life of personal freedom and to give others the same right, even if it's not comfortable to you. But that's what your shift is all about. It's about a world of people just maximizing who they are, their potential, their power through personal freedom. You know, you can't manifest your greatest desires with your hands or your feet handcuffed. You have to be free. And if you choose freedom for yourself, you have to be willing to choose it for others, even if you don't like what they're doing. Oh, that's a tough one. Hey, that's tough for me. That's tough for everybody. I understand that. It's a tough path, but you have to be willing to do that. And a lot of you are already doing that. Sometimes I'm shocked at people who claim to be living at a higher vibration, and yet they will purposely go out of their way to shut someone down a public speaker, say on a campus, for speaking or saying things that they disagree with. We don't need safe spaces. What we need is, you know, in England, they used to have, I think they still have it, a place called Hyde Park, where you could go and people would be standing on soapboxes, speaking about everything. We need that freedom. You need it in your life to maximize who you are. Our society needs it in order to maximize who we are as a society, as a planet, as a family, as a community. Number five, you do not give value to excuses anymore. At one time, perhaps in your life, you accepted people's excuses. You accepted your own as well. Well, you know, it happened because my car broke down and I couldn't get there on time. It happened because my mom was mean to me when I was a little boy, and she said nasty things to me, so I've been mentally effed up my entire life. It happened because, see, those are excuses. It happened because I'm the wrong race. It happened because I'm too tall. It happened because I'm too bald. It happened because I'm too fat. It happened because I'm a white male. It happened because I'm a black female. Those are excuses. And I'm not saying that some of them aren't valid at times, but high flyers, you fly above those. You fly above those excuses. And you move in the direction of your goals and dreams, in the direction of your destiny. That's what it means to go through a destiny shift. And some of us are going to have to work a little harder. We're going to have to overcome some stereotypes. But that's okay, because we're all eagles and we have keen eyesight. We know where to go. And we know that one of the places that we will never, ever fly to again is the place of excuses. Well, number six is so important. It's about synergizing. It's not about compromising. It's about synergizing. I'm not saying compromise is bad either, by the way. But it's about finding synergy with people who disagree with you. Look at anytime two people disagree with each other, there is your way, there's my way, and then there's halfway. Your way, my way, halfway. Your way, my way, halfway. Okay? And when it's at halfway, guess what? Nobody's happy. You're not happy. I'm not happy. No one is happy. But synergizing is about coming up with your way. Nope. My way. Nope. Our way. A whole new way. It's not about just compromising. It's about coming up with a whole new dynamic, a whole new way of living, a whole new way of thinking. Get the idea? Synergize. When you are in debate at your company, look for a third way. Look for the third way. When you're in debate with your husband or your wife, and the two of you are, well, I want it this way. Oh, I want it this way. Put down your positions just for a moment and look for a third way. That's synergy. And people that are going through this shift that's happening all over the world and has been happening now for a few years, people that are going through this shift and becoming true manifestors, living a life of abundance and prosperity and joy and happiness and freedom, they're synergizers. They find third ways, fourth ways, fifth ways. Number seven, you accept that science, magic, and spirituality can all occupy the exact same space. You aren't willing to say, look, I'm scientific. I don't believe in all of that spirituality and magic. But you're also not willing to throw out science. Well, I doubt all that science. They just say whatever they want to say, depending on who's paying for the study. You know, there's a lot of negativity all over the place. You're operating at a frequency of prosperity and abundance and love. And so with you, you're hungry to learn the science of the times. You're hungry to explore. But you also understand that magic exists in the world as well. One great magician said, magic is the art and science of causing reality to conform to will. Isn't that what the law of attraction is all about? Learning to take control of your mind and your thinking and your beliefs so that you attract different things. And of course, your spirituality. How do you express your spirituality? And that can be expressed in a number of different ways. So I don't see them in conflict. I don't see them side by side. I see science, magic, and spirituality all occupying the same space within your mind, within your heart, within your soul. Oh, you are going through an incredible destiny shift. If just two or three of these have popped up, and you are moving from a life of wherever you're at to a life of greater joy, harmony, beauty, prosperity, abundance, and most importantly, love. Yes, love. Oh, well, listen, we're out of time, but you keep flying. You keep those eyes as sharp as an eagle. You are doing incredible. You are wonderful. And have a great day because you deserve it. Bye-bye.